All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 at Jams with Krista Mornings, and we are in the middle of a second date update. You know, you go on that first date, you think, yes, man, this is the one, this is my future, I'm going to have babies, I'm going to buy my future home, everything's going to be good, and then for some reason, you think you're going to go out with them, but they don't want to go out with you.
But what about our babies?
What happened? And today happens to be a date that's not going on between Alec and Kristen, but good morning, Alec, you're the one that has decided to email us. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. So kind of tell us this date with Kristen.
Well, we met on Tinder, and I thought that everything was going to be was going to be great. And I feel like we have a lot in common. I feel like there's a lot of potential. I was super excited.
Yeah.
And I actually saw her. She came through the drive-thru where I work. I work at a fast food place here in town, and she came through where I work, and I saw her, and it was fun. We had some laughs, and it was funny, and
yeah.
I was getting excited, and all of a sudden she bails on the date. I mean, she just completely just canceled. I thought what was kind of last minute, and I don't know why, but you know,
okay.
I can't think of any.
So you met this girl on Tinder. You guys were kicking mm-hmm. it. You thought things were going good. You were going to go on a date. And then you just lo and behold, she just ends up being in the drive thru at the place that you work. And then she's like, it didn't happen, the date?
Yeah, she came through. She saw me. It was fine. It was cool. We laughed. We said hi. You know, the whole thing was cool. And then she bailed.
Huh.
Okay, so you two have not gone on a date yet.
Yeah.
Interesting. So she showed up at your drive-thru, so you work at a fast food place then, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Very fun. All right.
So what kind of things did you guys have in common, you know, to kind of spark this, like, hey, I like you, you like me?
Well, I mean, usual Tinder stuff, you know, but yeah. I felt like you can get a vibe pretty quickly from somebody, and I felt like the vibe was really compatible. I mean,
yeah.
It seemed like sort of like similar sense of humor, which is like kind of, you know, where I, you know, kind of go first, and you know, she's really attractive, and
yeah.
It seemed right. It felt right. You know, it's like these things happen pretty fast, but
sure.
it seemed cool.
And then you had this great conversation in the car when you're at work. So when's like the last time you've actually spoken to her?
It's been over a week now.
Wow. So this is a new one. We've never had this one. So they've actually never gone on a date, but yeah. He's just wondering, where the heck do you go? I thought we were going on a date.
Yeah. Very weird. So what's your end game in this, man? Are you hoping for like relationship? Are you hoping for just like a Tinder hookup?
A date?
Just a single date to start?
I'm not really hoping for the Tinder hookup. I thought we were going to go out and sort of take it from there. I mean, I don't have any like long dreams yet, but I thought we could at least go out and give it a shot.
Yeah, we should probably get the first date first.
I was wondering why she bailed.
Yeah, disappeared completely off the map, off the grid.
And we want to know why. So get ready, Alec, because we're going to give her a call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kristen?
Yes.
Hey, honey, this is Krista and Aaron from Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
Hi.
Girl.
I'm good.
Well, that's great. Listen, there's a reason why we're calling you, because you have been kind of chatting with someone that's super sweet. You met him on Tinder. His name is Alec.
Yeah.
You guys had an encounter, I guess, at his job recently, and he's been wondering, hey, I thought we were still going to go out, but you, for some reason, kind of just disappeared. So you're on second date update. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Yeah.
And we want to try to get that first date happening still.
Where'd you disappear to? Did you drop out of school?
Oh, geez, don't do that.
No, I'm still in school because I care about my future. So, so we're both in college. We were texting about classes. He seemed really smart mm-hmm. and really confident. And then, I don't know what to tell you. yeah, I saw him at his job. His job, he was flipping hamburgers at a fast food restaurant. Like, I mean, we're going to college for a reason, right? Like, so we don't have to take those jobs that don't have any brains. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't mean to sound like mean about it, but like, I mean, I have goals for my life and I want the person that I'm dating to have goals too. Like, it just, it was such a turnoff to see him taking such an easy loser job. Like, and if that's all you can do, like, that's one thing, but he's in college and it just,
like, you know, if we'd had a date, maybe you'd understand that I was working that job to pay my own way through school. How are you paying your way through school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Kristen, we do have to tell you that Alec is on the phone with us. He was just curious what was going on.
I would honestly like to know, how are you paying your way through school?
Well,
because I'm paying through my way through school by working during school. Are you working during school to pay your way through school?
Well, I have a scholarship. I guess that counts for something. I guess I did a little bit better earlier on in my life. I don't know what to tell you.
You have a full scholarship.
I have it pays about 3/4 of my tuition, and I have a couple of student loans, and I also have an internship that provides me a stipend, an internship within the field that I want to work in so that I don't have to work
but
in some nonsense
job
with a little hat on my head.
Okay.
But not a job at all, though.
I just want to let you know, Kristen, the minute you said flipping burgers was a loser job, the phone lines are lit up. And I'm just assuming that a lot of people are upset. So, hey, man, I give anyone credit, and you got to do what you got to do to support yourself through school. So can you respect him that he's doing whatever he can to pay for school? Because it's very expensive.
You know what? If that's what you need to do, like, I understand, and I think that, like, you're doing what you have to do, but I can't be with somebody. I can't be with somebody that, like, can lower themselves to that level. Like, there are other jobs out there.
I'm not even going to touch this.
This is incredible.
It sounds like you don't understand. It sounds like you don't understand what it means to have a job to work towards something bigger. So maybe someday you will understand what it's like to have a job. You clearly don't understand right now what it is to have a job.
Hope I never have a job like that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, wow.
The whole goal of us doing this is for us to see if you want to, you know, usually it's a second date. This case would be a first date, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say neither one of you probably wants to go out with the other person.
No, I'm good.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. That burger flipper got flipped out.
Honey, I'm sorry. These lines, we've got to take these lines. You're lucky that you probably don't have to talk to them, but we do. But anyway,
to each
their own. So good luck to you both, and get through school and get that career that you've always wanted. So thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We couldn't help that.
Thank you.
Wake up! Wake up! That's exactly what I intend to do.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. And, you know, something that's very dear to my heart, of course, is making sure that we put awareness out there in our community, especially with those of you who have been affected by someone that you have lost to cancer. And it's just my privilege to have in studio with us today, founder and president of Justice for a Cure, Joan Kamholz, and Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney in here today in preparation for World Cancer Day that is coming up on the 4th. Of course, Justice for a Cure is something very, very special. And you have actually gone in with many of our school districts with the little kids to make beautiful ribbons. Joan, kind of tell us what's been going on.
Yep, we sent letters out to the schools and asked if some of the children would want to get involved by making ribbons of different colors, different sizes, so we can share those, put them on windows to display for the whole month of February to support everybody and anybody going through the cancer journey. So we've got small ones and we've got big ones. The small ones we will use to mail to people that are maybe going through their cancer journey and they need a little support. And we also take those any place we go for Justice for a Cure events and hand those out to anybody that needs them. And we tell them that they come from the children, and it's just, a lot of them have little messages on too. So it's very beneficial to everybody.
Absolutely. You both just brought in these two beautiful ribbons that we have right now up on our window. And my daughter, Gia, she's in second grade, and she goes to school in Black Earth Elementary, and she was making the gold ribbons for everyone. So, Sheriff, tell us kind of how important is this to your officers?
Well, it's hard to find a person who hasn't been impacted by cancer, either themselves or a family member or somebody that they know. And the sheriff's office is no different. In my 38 years with the sheriff's office, I've known a number of our folks, and most recently we've had over 30 deputies within the organization who have been diagnosed and treated, and we've lost six, from a former chief deputy to many of our deputies. And Joan has really been the leader of this Justice for a Cure program. When she was an active duty deputy, she took this on herself because of her own battles, but has continued now in retirement to lead the parade nationwide in Justice for a Cure.
I love that. I love that. Once again, Joan, you just said you're celebrating 10 years.
Yep, 10 years out, and I'm not giving up until we get a cure, so I'm here for the long run.
Absolutely. You're a strong-willed woman, and this goes a long way. And I love the fact, again, that you're educating, with our schools and our teachers, helping to educate the little ones about what this means. Because, again, I don't know anyone in my life that has not been affected by someone that they lost from cancer. My dad passed away from melanoma cancer. Breast cancer is very relevant in my husband's side of his family. So it's just something that, we just need to keep on fighting. So I love what you've been doing again. I love this fact too. A little girl said painting rainbows onto their hearts. She said that this is kind of what these ribbons stand for.
Absolutely. Yep. Isn't it precious?
I think it's very precious.
It is.
So once again, this coming Sunday, if not a lot of you knew that World Cancer Day, so this is a time to educate and let people know what this day is all about. Is there anything else, that's going on that people can know about that they can go and celebrate or put the word out there?
You bet. Today at 11 o'clock, we'll be holding a press conference at the Public Safety Building to kick off World Cancer Day and to break out our ribbons from the five school districts in Dane County. And every window in the sheriff's office will have a multitude of ribbons, a multitude of colors representing every type of cancer that we're fighting. And as you said, Krista, it's important that our kids are involved because they are the future to the research that will find a cure for cancer.
Absolutely. And did you want to name the schools that have been involved with this so far?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, Black Earth Elementary, Mount Hoar Middle School, Oregon, Rome Corners, 5th and 6th graders, Cambridge Elementary, and Windsor Elementary.
And we had one more add-on yesterday in Oregon. It was Oregon Netherwood School.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Well, mad respect to both of you and all your other fellow officers for taking care of our community. And that's what we need to do back for you, for the people who, of course, are struggling with something known as cancer. And there's so many forms of it. So we need to do what we can to get the word out, to find treatments, to find cures for cancer, because we've lost too many loved ones in our lives due to this. So once again, this coming Sunday, it's World Cancer Day. Please do what you can to show the love and respect to those that we've lost. And as always, show respect to the law enforcement who take care of our loved ones every single day right here in our community. Once again, Joan, thank you so much for stopping in again for Justice for Your Cure. And of course, our sheriff, Dave, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Krista. Thank
you. All right, take care. There you have it. It's Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jam.
Radio Recast.
And the Oscar goes to...
Yes, indeed. It is time for Radio Recast. This is when we choose a movie and then we try to impersonate people that we're really bad at with the lines. And then, of course, you try to guess what movie we are to get hooked up with great prizes.
Yes, it's very important because we're not good at impressions.
No, I super suck. Like, you suck good, but I super suck.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, I'm just not very good.
I sabotage every single impersonation that I do. But today is all about enjoying the fact that you could go hang out with myself for a girls' night out to see 50 Shades Freed on February 8th at Marcus Point. So that's going to be super fun.
Yes. Now, how this works is you have picked who I am going to be playing, and I have picked who you will be impersonating. We'll have a couple hints for the movie here.
Yeah.
My hint is, it is my favorite 80s romance.
Oh, yeah. It's such a great movie.
It's
okay.
An awesome movie.
So, Aaron, this is whom I've chose for you today. Here you go.
There's a lot that's happened in the studio. I mean, the Beyonce album.
That's right.
I co-wrote some tunes on that. If anytime I can name drop Beyonce, I'm doing it.
Who's that?
All right. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Let me give it like 5 more seconds.
That's in honor of his big performance this coming Sunday at the big game.
There's a lot that's happening.
There's
in
a lot
studio,
that's happening. Okay, I got it.
Yes. Okay, so there you have it.
And I have picked this one for you.
Okay.
You see, it's much smaller, isn't it?
Significantly.
I mean, it was the same height when my father.
The Queen.
Was.
The Queen!
Fortunately, my father and I have about the same sort of shaped head. And you can't look down to read the speech. You have to take the speech up.
I love her. All right, great. Okay, so perfect. So you're going to play Justin Timberlake. I'm going to play the Queen. What a great couple that would be. I mean,
yes.
Wow. That would be a hot cougar encounter right
yes,
there.
Yes, perfect. So yes, my favorite 80s movie. And of course, we always play a song from the movie. One of the
yes.
most famous songs in the movie.
So here we go.
Good little hint.
This right. will help you. And then when you guess it, please pick up the phone and give us a call at 3210-931. All right, so you go first, obviously.
You realize, of course, we could never be friends.
Why not?
What I'm saying is, and this is not a come on in any way, shape, or form, is that men and women just can't be friends because the sex part always gets in the way.
That's not true. I have a number of men friends, and there is no sex involved.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
The only thing you only think you do.
You say I'm having sex with these men without my knowledge?
No, what I'm saying is they all want to have sex with you.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Do too.
No, they don't. How do you know?
Because no man can be friends with a woman that he finds attractive. He always wants to have sex with her.
Jeez. All right, there you go. That was pretty good.
Yeah, no, I think you did excellent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Because I always wanted to be a queen in my own little mind.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, you look like a member of the royal family.
Don't I? Thank you.
Yeah, you're like a dead ringer for Prince Harry.
I know, right? The gingerness there. All right, 3210-931. What is the movie, of course, that we are reenacting? 93.1 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
This is Shauna.
Hi, Shauna. How are you, love?
Good. How are you?
Good, honey. Please tell us what that fine movie is that we're doing.
Is it When Harry Met Sally?
Of course it is.
It is. Yes.
The best romance of the 80s.
So cute. Awesome. I love this movie. So congratulations. You're going to be hanging out with myself to go see 50 Shades Freed. Get ready for some naughtiness.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes, of
you
course.
Welcome.
And we do have a little tradition here. You need to tell us who is terrible at impressions. Is it Krista as the Queen or myself as Mr. Justin Timberlake?
I'd have to say it was you as Justin Timberlake today.
That's okay. I can't quite match. I can't get my voice as high as he can, so I understand. Perfect. So I will take us out. I'll talk about a little thing going on this weekend.
Okay.
You can join Mazer at Observatory Hill on the UW campus Saturday at 5:30 with Doc for the Hoofers Rail Jam. This event is going to feature some of the Midwest's finest snowboarders and skiers doing freestyle tricks. Plus, you can try Doc and get hooked up with some Jams freebies. And make sure you watch me at the Super Bowl. I promise I'll reveal less body parts this time.
Oh, Justin, I can't wait to watch you shake your bum bum.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.